Blog Talk Radio.
Sinners, get ready. What you gonna do? 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 You better get your heart to the ground. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to come across these airways on this evening, and I can pray that all is well in your family circle, and I hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. Hallelujah. We're having a special segment on today. Hallelujah. I just want to get you up to speed of what's going on around the earth. Hallelujah. But before we do any of that, we're implementing prayer before the beginning of our program. And I will be with you 45 minutes on this evening. And I just thank you for allowing me into your workspace. I thank you for allowing me into a living room area. And I want to thank you for allowing me to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the Old Ship of Zion on your radio dial. And I just thank God for you and you out there in my live podcast listening audience. On this evening, I just thank God for you, because God blesses a cheerful giver, and whatever you give, God will reward you diligently for it. Not that he owes us anything, but that's just God's way of saying that he loves us and he approves of us shipping with one to another. Hallelujah. We are children of God. We are disciples of God. And we are in the earth to fellowship with one another. Hallelujah. That's what God created us for, to interact with one another. And so, before going into any further ado, I would ask those of you that will that are there in my live podcast audience on this evening to bow your heads with me as we acknowledge the one and the only, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We want to just acknowledge him every single time that we come across these airways in our spiritual walk with God. We want to acknowledge God in all that we do and say. And for the word of God tells us to acknowledge God, and he will and shall direct yours and mine's path. Hallelujah. So at this time, we're going to go down in prayer right now. Father God, we come with a grateful heart, God, of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for sending us together in unity once again around this spectrum, God. Lord, for we know that this earthly soil that we're living on, God, this planet Earth, is not our eternal home, God. But that you have lying in reserve, God, for those of us that are living according to your will, according to your way, and according to your command, God. A mansion that you crafted. You are the creator. You are the master architect, God. Hallelujah. And it's one of a kind, like you never witnessed with the human eye. And hallelujah, lying in wait for those that are living according to God's command. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But until you crack those clouds, one historical day, Father God, we'll be coming as pilgrims through this barren land. And I'm asking you on this evening, God, to anoint these lips of clay, God, to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you and the pardons of their iniquity, God. Father God, I'm asking you to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. These and other blessings we ask in your son's name. And we shall all, as pilgrims of Jesus Christ, on one accord, in unity, we shall say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And my program on today, I will not be just giving key scriptures today, but I will be giving you some information for your FYI on today. And I had come in contact with this information on last evening, and I thought that it was such of a enormous of importance that I would share it with you, my listeners out there in my podcast live audience. And God lets us know that he gives us warning before destruction. And you know, we're living in a society now where everything is high tech. You know, I have found myself, you know, interacting with a lot of seniors as I go to and fro on my journey. A lot of them really don't want to have to get on the computer to fax anything or get on the computer to use the email. You know, that's just out of the norm for them because, you know, they've been just set in that old type of way of living. But now it's essential, you know, that they just get aboard and climb aboard and get into the swing of the new way of life. And I'll tell you, my theme on this evening is the New World Order. Hallelujah. That's the title. And I open it. And I'll tell you some things that I have just, you know, been able to hear. It's just really been mind-boggling. But, you know, as children and pilgrims of God down here on planet Earth, God is not going to allow anything to come across the airway or the television or the newspaper articles without giving us fair warning. God gives his warning before destruction. And so, as I began to sit and listen, I began to just jot down a few notes. You know, it's kind of hard to write down notes when one is talking relatively fast. But, and I don't do shorthand, so, you know, I just tried to do that I could with what I had. And so the Lord had laid it on my heart to share it with you, my listeners, and you that know God and you that don't know God, you that would like to get to know God. This is for your information as well, for your FYI. And so, like I said, these are things that are on the world agenda. Those individuals that's in charge, you know, like the Charlie in charge type of individuals that have the power to, you know, nay order or yea order, don't want it to come into fruition, then they will, you know, nay it. That means that they will vote it out or vote against it. But these same people that are sitting in their high-ranked position, you know them, you listen to them, and you hear them every day, and you think that they have your best interests, you know, at hand, but that's not so. Their interest is to get their agenda out there. And I'll tell you, I will be sharing some information that I have gathered with you on this evening. Hallelujah. And so, I would just like to read one scripture here. And it says, "Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." That's found in the law of Joshua 1 and 9. And you know, there are people every year, they stand in the cold and by the thousand in the Times Square of New York City. And I'm reminded that draw these individuals to that place. Well, we know that there is no sporting event or rock concert, but it's just a huge lidded ball that drops down a pole on top of a building. And I was told that it only takes a few seconds and it's hardly seen worth fighting traffic or subway crush to see, except what happened on New Year's Eve. And you might ask, and my question to you might be, why have we created a holiday over such a non-event? We know that other holidays celebrate famous birthdays or historical milestones or something. We're told that New Year's Eve just celebrates the passage of time. We make such a fuss because it signals the end of an old era and the beginning of a new one. The old year's problems and struggles become a memory when we think of getting a fresh start. It must have been something like that for the Israelites who stood with Joshua and looked at the new era ahead of them. And like I've read Joshua 1 and 1 through 9, behind them were 40 years of wandering in the desert. Ahead was a land of milk and honey. And best of all, he had God's promise that he would be. I want you to know out there in my live podcast audience on this evening, just like God was Israelite, he will be with you and I through every area of our lives, through sickness, through the loss of a loved one, through pain and agony and suffering and trials and tribulations. God will be with us. For God said that he never would leave us. And he'd never forsake us. Hallelujah. And as we stand with our back, now we don't really have 12 months, but yet we have 6 months left in this year. And our face will be toward another new year. If we can have hope, if we too can be sure of God's help, that makes the prospect of a new year or a new life or a new beginning worth celebrating. And we know that we can trust our all-knowing God for the unknown future. And that's what I'm talking about on this evening is the uncertainty of our future. For we know where we've been, but we really don't know where we're going. But I have this one thing certain on my itinerary, is that I don't know where I'm going, but I know where I want to be. And that is, I want God to take me high higher heights and deeper depths in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And I know that though I know not what it waits me, what the future has in store, yet that God is faithful, for I've proved him oft before. So we may not know what our future holds, we are certain of knowing who holds our future. And on our theme on this evening, in the New World Order, an eye-opener. Hallelujah. We come to the conclusion that in this New World Order and the things that's on the agenda, on man's agenda, not God's agenda, but on man's agenda, that far stated, we as people of God should be on the earth and constantly on God. Hallelujah, Jesus. At all times. God gives us warning, like I first stated, before destruction. And I was told in this New World Order agenda that they want us as individuals to make our homes eco-green friendly, meaning that gas, if we have gas now, some of us have electric and have gas, some have electrical slash gas. Well, I come to alert you that those things will be a thing of the past. And they will have their employers to come out to your home to do, spot on-site inventory of your house to see if it's up to par or up to date these elements. And in the event that your house is not up to date, you have a modernized home, so in order for your house to be up to date, you will have to have had these things put in place. If you're in an older home, a 30 or 40 year home, then we know that your house will have to be retrofitted for these new elements of the New World Order. I mean that your microwave that you have now will have to be eco-green friendly. Your refrigeration, your range will be the same as well. And so these are the things that will be taking place in this New World Order. And also, I'm told that the people that have this agenda in place are saying that they will be able to manipulate the weather. You know, it's not by just God worked in his mighty hand, but man is going to implement his hand into it. And I was told that he'll be able to make it rain. He'll be able to make it, you know, cold, and they'll be able to manipulate the harvest. And if they want you to have a harvest, you will have one. If they don't want you to have a harvest, you will not have one. And I'm also have been told that they will be implementing a day where it will be a day of non-driving, so you will not be able to drive going into this New World Order agenda. And also that those baby boomers that have relatives that have numerous of ailments and diseases. I was told that you can no longer and will no longer be a burden on your son or daughter. Or if it's not your son and daughter, maybe your niece or nephew or your grandchildren, you will be as a burden. And so they will remove you by administering you a med that will take you out, because they feel like they have a cure for cancer, and that's what my mother had died from. My husband died also from cancer. And so I'm told that the scientists have a cure for cancer, but they will not bring it forth, because they feel like if they bring the cure for cancer on the front center, front line, that there will be an increase in population, and then the world would be overpopulated as it is labeled as now, as overpopulated. Not only that, and I know my time is running out, but not only that, but you know, you being intimate in your own private domain with your spouse. God said, replenish the earth, where man is going to dictate to you whether you will conceive or not. It will not be your decision alone anymore, but rather it will be man's decision on your childbearing years. You will have to ask for permission to have a child. You know, I tell you, if that don't make your hair stand on its end, I don't know what will. But this is just a word to the wise. And God told us to take heed unto ourselves. I would like to share more, and on another day, I will come back and share more of the FYI with you. But as of today, this is what I'm giving you for your information. And I also have proof of this after I get it. And I will share that with you. Because we don't need to be in the dark about anything that concerns us. We are people of God. And God knows that. He said that we will suffer trials and tribulations. We already know that, so that is not new. But some of the elements that I shared with you today is new news to me. And I thought that in sharing the love of God, I'd also share those things that are on the horizon for us in this new world order. An eye-opener. And jobs are being deployed offshore. So that means that your husband or your wife will be uprooted. You'll be separated from your families. And your job is being sent overseas. So that means that your family member will have to go overseas in order to work. So that is breaking up the family unity. And not only that, but jobs right now is being replaced by machine and robotic effort. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And like I said, and if your home is not eco-friendly, then it will be, it's kind of like when they tag your house, you know, when they tag a house and they get ready to demolish it, then your house will be identified as unlivable and unsafe by humanity. and your water is going to be sanctioned. And your water is being sanctioned right now, but it is also being more sanctioned then and be monitored even as today. Hallelujah. And I'm going to give you these before closing. Now, these are levels of deception. We find out in this new world order, an eye-opener, that ignorance in the new world order is the new strength. In the new world order, freedom is the new slavery. In the new world order, war, I'm told, is the new world peace. There will be, hallelujah, like I said, job elimination. Hallelujah. And so, we have to take heed. You don't just brush it off and say, oh, that's hogwash. But you take heed unto yourself. Hallelujah. And I will come back at another time and date with the conclusion of the New World Order, an eye-opener. In closing, I hope and pray that I've said something to infuse your spirit and impact your mind. As I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. Till we meet again. Hallelujah. I would like for you to send me a postcard. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, you have any prayer petition you would like the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're encouraged to send your correspondence. God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondents. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. Hallelujah. Till we meet across these skyways and highways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Till we meet again. Bye for now. I will allow this selection to bring our program to its conclusion. Bye for now. Oh,
Thank you.